Peace to the family, another beautiful day. Hopefully you in that space of prosperity and abundance. Welcome to another episode of God Thoughts. I am your host, your brother, Godwin. And let's get into it today, ladies and gentlemen. I am in the car, driving to work. I had some things in my mind that I want to discuss, so why not talk about it now? Today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about mainly just for my males out there, my man, controlling the uncontrollable. How it's a waste of time. Controlling the uncontrollable. And how is it a waste of time? Ladies and gentlemen, we all fall victim to this. But I know for sure a lot of men fall victim to this. I fall victim to this. And I work hard to learn how not to. I am improving every day. I am not hard on myself as much as I used to be in the past. And one of the things that I used to be hard on myself was trying to control the uncontrollable. What do I mean by the uncontrollable? The external locus of control. Your environment is only so much that you can't control. You can't control the weather, man. You can't control how people perceive you. You can't control how people respond to you. You can't control people's actions to a certain extent for long periods of time. But what you can control, here's the most important thing, is how you respond to everything. You can control yourself. And I recommend that you spend more time learning how to control yourself, your internal locus of control, than your external locus of control. It will benefit you more in the present and in the long game. That's what we're doing on this podcast. We always play for the long game. To really start focus on controlling yourself. And when I say controlling yourself, controlling how you respond to situations. Me, myself, I have, and I'm learning how to solve this problem of control. I try to control just about everything, but mainly external things such as people and a lot of environmental factors. I try to control because I'm a leader, and that's come with the territory to a certain extent. But you don't have to be at a level of controlling like how I'm at. I'm learning how my level, I can lower my level and use that energy to control other things such as myself. And I don't lose too much of anything. I gain more than I lose. That's another thing that you can control. Your words, your perspective, and how you speak about certain things, your sentence structure. I'm being more and more cautious about, and not only thinking more about what I say and how I say it. So it's all about responding to situations, not reacting to situations. I know in the past, I was in the space a lot of times where I was always reacting to things. I wasn't taking a proactive approach. I was reacting to things. Now, I was solving things by my reaction. But as I got older, I realized that responding is so more efficient and effective. And you gain so much power by responding to situations. And not only that, you learn how everything doesn't need your attention. You value your energy more and your time more because it's so important. As I've been getting older, as I've been on the journey of healing, I start valuing my time more and realizing that everything don't need my time and my energy. Every battle doesn't need my soldiers to fight. And that comes with wisdom. So learning how to control the uncontrollable, and the uncontrollable, the external. Don't spend your time on it. Learn how to control yourself. When things get tough, ask yourself, how do I respond to this situation? What's the solution? Because a lot of times, you don't really sit back and actually evaluate the situation when you always react. Everything don't need a 10-second response. A reaction. Now respond, 10 seconds. Take the time to evaluate the situation. Ask yourself, how is this going to affect me short term? How is this going to affect me long term? And then you balance the two and you make the decision. And once you make that decision, you got to live with it. Controlling yourself also helps you stop being so hard on yourself. Your biggest critic is yourself, which is true. But you don't got to go hard. A lot of times we got grace, love, patience for other people, but we don't have it for ourselves. And that's not beneficial for your future growth. As a man turning into a god, that's not beneficial at all. So start breathing. Breathing, one method that will help you start taking control of yourself is breathing. Be intentional when it comes to breathing. A lot of times, a lot of people is not intentional at all with breathing. And what do I mean? Take 3 deep breaths. You'd be surprised the space that you get in when you take 3 good breaths. What it does is kind of reset your perception. I do my best to be intentional when breathing. I'm building the consistency of anytime when I do something that's going to take a lot of energy from me, I breathe 3 times. I made that stop because I took my 3 deep breaths. Because the reality is, science, let's throw science, if your heart rate is under 70, there's a higher chance that you would not be mad. I'm going to say that again and rephrase it. When you keep your heart rate under 70, it's like anger management. You have a difficult time being angry if your heart rate is under 70. If you evaluate the times when you are angry, mad, just examine your heart rate. Because when you're angry and mad, your heart rate like, all right, bro, let me pump this blood. Let me pump, 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 pump. And it's like a consistency of pumping and your heart rate increase. But when you calm, check your heart rate when you calm. Get you a smartwatch. Start checking it. You'll see it's a big difference. And a lot of times, I'm going to keep it 100. A lot of times, the stuff that we think need energy, we don't need energy because we can't control it. Me, myself, I'm on the path of administration. And a lot of, during this whole process, I did my best to try to control all the different factors. When it comes to me getting an interview, when it comes to me getting hired at a position. What do I mean by that? When I put my resume into the system, what I tried to control was, is my resume excellent? What do I need to put on there? How many buzzwords I need to put for somebody to see it? For every time I fill out for school, I'm going to email the principal a persuasive message and everything like that so they can see me and everything like that. And when it wasn't working, or I'm not going to say when it wasn't working, when there was a time of slow motion, I was blaming myself. But the reality is when I start responding to the situation, I start evaluating it. Like, first of all, I ask myself, what can I control, what I cannot, what can I control, what I cannot control. So the first thing was, I can't control somebody responding back to my email. There's little tactics that you can use, you know, put as, see if they read whatever the case is. But for the most part, you can't control that. You can't control another person response to you. So I started saying, you know what? I'm not going to spend my energy towards that. Even in the interview process. You had an interview process where you're speaking to a person that don't know nothing about you. And in the span of maybe, I'm going to say 5 to 40 minutes, you have to just sell them your value as a person. Now, if they was your friends, your best friends, you wouldn't have to sell you your value because they already know. But you got to get in this process of selling value and all that. And you can't control if that person see that you're valuable or not to their team. You can't control that at all. The thing that you can control is how you show up and how you respond to the question. You can control your disposition. You can control your body language. You can control your perception. And a lot of times we allow other people to take that power. And that's a lot of power. We can't allow these other people to take it. So when it comes to job interviews, me myself, I come in there, I have my goals. And my goal is not to get the job. Because I can't control that. That's an external locus of control. I can't control that. Because a lot of times, I can't control the reasons for me not getting the job. It could be I wasn't the person they was looking for. It could be that my values and my personality might be too strong for the team. Or the position could have closed. A whole bunch of stuff. You can go up and down. You can have a long list of the ifs. So my goal is to, whatever my goal I set. So I have an interview coming up. And my goal is just to tell one joke. My goal is to make sure that I breathe. At least take 3 deep breaths. I'm going to say 2. 2 deep breaths. And also, my last and final goal is whatever happens after the interview, I let it go. A lot of times when they talk about, you know, the law of attraction, this action of letting go, putting it out there and let it go. That's something that's very difficult for me, I know. Because I want to, when I put it out there, I want to go get it. I'm going to do whatever it takes to go get it. But now I'm realizing that sometimes I need to sit back and let it come to me. You'd be surprised. It's just like an animal in hunting. You got some animals, for instance, I give you a perfect example. You have the wolves. And how the wolves hunt is ambush. They just all out just go at a motherfucker. Go at a motherfucker. The caribou, deer, they see about 20 miles away. Not 20 miles away, but maybe 20, 40 feet, 50 feet, or even a mile. They just go at it like, hey, we just go chase you till you get tired. And then we go eat you. Then you have some animals, some predators, who hide and just wait. Wait. And when it comes, it's a wrap. The prey is a wrap. They go make sure they catch it. You got to be balanced in life. Sometimes you got to pull the wolf card and ambush. Because I know, recognizing yourself, knowledge yourself, I know that I have the stamina. I can do the wolf. I can run. I can get at you, ambush you for a long period of time. I can outwork you. But then sometimes now I'm realizing let's do the spider. Let's set the web up and just chill out, man. Let's do that. So I'm learning to pick. It ain't always an ambush. So ask yourself, are you always ambushing? Learn how to set your web up. Learn how to increase your value. Get your skills together. Set the web up and let them come to you. Because the reality is, they need you more than you need them. That's the truth. And a lot of times, unfortunately, when you ambush a lot, you don't really recognize that. They need you more than you need them. Because when I start really focusing on what I can control and start evaluating that, I recognize what I bring to the table. And me, myself, I bring the table just about. There's so many different skills, attributes that I have that is so, valuable to any team, any corporation, a person. And unfortunately, a lot of times when I start ambushing, I tend not to really nurture my skills and attributes. I don't celebrate it. So you got to start evaluating and recognizing the things that you can control, which is you. You can control yourself getting better. You can control yourself when you get a rejection. You can control yourself when it comes to moving on. Because everybody is not going to accept you. And you have to control the perception and the understanding that it's all right. You don't want everybody to accept you. That's the reality of it. You don't. What's made for you will be for you. God, the ancestors, the universe, got the space for you. And a lot of times we push and we try to get in that space faster. Faster than the plan. A lot of times, I recognize now about focus on controlling myself and how I respond to situations. A lot of times, that environment ain't for me. I look back like, yeah, that wouldn't be for me at all. Because the end result is, you want to put yourself in a space where you can grow. You want to put yourself in the space where you are celebrated and not tolerated. That's the end goal. That's my end goals. That should be your end goals too. Be in a space where you can grow. And also be in a space where people celebrate you and not tolerate you. So I am teaching a management class, and the four functions of management is planning, organizing, leading, and controlling. And those are all the aspects you think about apply to your life. How are you planning your life? How are you organizing your plans in life? How are you leading your life? And the last one, how are you controlling your life? I definitely do appreciate it. Nice conversation. I feel real good. Make sure that y'all subscribe. Share this everywhere. Because people need to know this. Focus on your response to situations. Control you. Spend your energy controlling you. Understand that you will spend some energy trying to control the external. And that's cool. You just got to evaluate how much energy. You should be spending 3 times as much energy controlling yourself than the environment. The YouTube page is God Lifestyle. God Lifestyle. Make sure y'all subscribe. Share all that great stuff. And remember, you are God.